We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Brian. I hope Brian is ready to go. Brian, it's good to have you on again, my friend. You might have heard the Warriors, even despite their last game, I still, I think, qualify for a hot start. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Damon. How are you tonight?
Doing excellent. Warriors are back at it. They got the Phoenix Suns in town. It's been 18 days since they've played a home game, and I think are going to get a hero's welcome tonight. You know, we are chopping this thing up statistically, looking at the odds. What do you take away from the 24-1 start? Is there a signature moment or a greater overall theme that you apply to this unprecedented beginning?
Well, you know, there's two things to me that have stood out here, Damon, in a big way. First and foremost, obviously, and not to beat it over the head, I mean, Steph Curry, I'm not sure you've seen a better 25-game stretch offensively out of player ever. I even dismiss what we've seen from a stat standpoint and look at just the way he's come up big at big points in so many games and just has saved this team in terms of winning games. And even, you know, Curry's greatness has covered for a lot of emerging errors and things that haven't exactly gone perfectly for them. And they certainly haven't played with the peak efficiency lately, but Curry's covered that. The other thing is defense. This defense, I beat it into the ground how good this defense is, because I think people have a misconception about this Warriors team. Yes, they're a terrific shooting team. Yes, they are wonderful in the open floor and the best fast-paced team maybe we've ever seen. But I will also say that their defense is what makes them incredibly special. Their ability to get stops late in games in the half court, and it's Draymond Green, and it's Bogut, and it's Iguodala, and it's Clay, and it's the depth, it's the personnel. But what they do defensively, and I'm a defensive snob, Damon, what they do defensively, I think is just as great as what they got out of Curry, if not greater.
Who is the better defender? Is it Draymond or is it Clay?
Oh, it's Draymond. Draymond's the best defensive player on the team. But I'll tell you this, Klay Thompson may be the most underrated defensive player in the entire league, because he can, and you guys appreciate him out there. I don't know that he gets the credit league-wide that he should for his ability to lock down smaller, quicker guards. I mean, he's so long, he's so smart, he helps really well, he's incredibly disciplined. He doesn't gamble too much. I love him as a defensive player. And it's funny because people talk about his slow start. Yeah, offensively, he's not exactly been firing on every cylinder. But what he's done on the defensive end of the floor this year has been absolutely terrific. And people talk about Mike Conley wearing a face mask in that second-round series last year against the Warriors. Yeah, maybe he had a face mask on. That wasn't hurting him. Klay Thompson locking him down is what won that series for Golden State.
We've got our buddy Brian Geltzeiler joining us here talking about the NBA. And obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks get a lot of credit. They won that game, but let's face it. If the Warriors' loss were a sack, that sack would be split between the Bucks and the Celtics, who in double overtime decided that game in Milwaukee as much as Milwaukee did.
Yeah, Damon, it's a great point. I mean, the Celtics wore them down to enough. And the thing about the Celtics is that, listen, Warriors won the game, and they didn't have Clay, and they didn't have Harrison Barnes, and that matters. That absolutely matters. But I will also say this, in certain ways the Celtics played, if I'm watching film on how to have some success in certain spots against the Warriors, I'm watching the Celtics. First of all, I really like the way they rolled a second defender to Curry outside the three-point line. They forced Curry inside the three-point line. We're willing to give up the twos to make sure they harass him behind that three-point arc.
I was wondering when someone was going to start doing that, Brian. I mean, he's the one guy that you're better off pushing closer to the basket, not away.
Absolutely, but here's the thing about that strategy, Damon. One of those two guys has got to be a really strong defender on the ball, okay, because you have to run Curry one direction or the other, and it's really hard for guys to get Steph Curry to change direction. He goes where he wants to go and gets there faster and better than you do. So, yeah, he needs a defender like Avery Bradley to steer him towards the help. and it's a really hard thing to do with Curry. And that's why other teams, you know, you see a good Paul George in Indiana, I'm sure Frank Vogel gets him again. He'll do some things differently with how he defends Curry, because if you have a big-time defender, it's a very nice way to use him, because, again, no matter how good a defensive player is, you still can't guard Curry one-on-one.
Everyone's talking about the record that the Warriors may set for historical purposes. How about this, Brian? They might need to set the regular season wins record for seeding purposes. The way that the Spurs are playing, they could absolutely come in 67, 68 wins, whether Pop is resting cats or not.
You know, I'll tell you this, Damon. The biggest, best story in the NBA no one has talked about is the fact the Warriors have had this historic start. And the Spurs are they're really right there. They're a stone's throw away from being right there for that one seed. I mean, 3.5 games back. They've been incredible. The Spurs defense, I gushed about the Warriors defense before. The Spurs defense this year, the numbers that they're putting up are gaudy. And they actually have a bigger win differential, point differential per game than the Warriors do. And the Spurs have played great. And the Spurs are scary for the Warriors in this way, Damon. They're one of the few teams in the league that aren't trying to play Warriors basketball.
Right.
They're not trying to run up and down the floor, pace and space. They're not doing that. They will take the air out of the ball. They're one of the five slowest-paced teams in the league. They'll walk the ball up the floor. If you want a chance of beating the Golden State Warriors, you better start with figuring out a way to limit their possessions. And you don't limit their possessions running. And it's unbelievable to me that, and I think the Warriors are really almost responsible for this, that tempo controls become a lost art. You're not going to run with this team. And I'm surprised how few teams try to slow them down.
It really is amazing. You figure Popovich would find the best solution for the Warriors, and it's going opposite day on the Warriors. It's almost like what Stanford's done to compete in the Pac-12 with spread it out wide open teams like Oregon. They're like, we're going to go back to brass knuckle football, and that's what Popovich is doing. By the way, I love how Popovich will tell you how he hates the three while he uses it more in the finals than any other coach before him.
Yeah, I love that, too. You know, listen, I hate the three also. And Grant, I love basketball, the three's there or not, but I'm old school in that respect. So I felt what Popovich was saying. With that said, you know, listen, if you snooze, you lose. Everybody's using it, and if you have the personnel to do it and the way they use it in their inside-out game and having – you got to have guys that will hit consistent three-point shots for you. But the thing about Pop Spurs is it's quality threes, not quantity threes. And I think that for some teams have gotten very caught up with trying to take a lot of threes, just keep throwing them up and throwing them up. They have to be quality looks. And one of the beautiful things about the Warriors is how easily they get those quality free looks, because they got so many guys to spread the floor. So it's approaching the three-pointer correctly. The Warriors do it for their personnel. The Spurs do it for their personnel. I think where teams get in trouble is they're doing it, and they don't have the personnel to apply the style they're trying to apply.
Brian Geltzeiler here on 95.7 The Game. You can follow him on Twitter, at HoopsCritic. It is a very good follow. Tons of information from Brian on a whole bunch of teams, back east, west coast. He covers the whole league. And I want to ask you a whole league question, because there's so many discussions about what can be done to make basketball even better. And my whole point, when it drives me nuts when people say, well, they need to go from 82 games to 67. You know, less games, less is more. No. First of all, it's unrealistic. No owner's giving back money. That's not happening. Here's what basketball needs. Needs to grow the court by a foot in every direction. Expand rosters by two guys so legs are kept fresher throughout the season. And most importantly, it's time to eliminate back-to-backs. Let's get rid of them. The Warriors play 82 games in 170 days. There's no reason for them to have 16 back-to-backs.
Well, first, let's start with the back-to-backs, Damon, because, I think the travel is certainly an issue in terms of quality of play. There's no doubt. And would I like to see a situation where teams didn't have to have back-to-backs on the road? I'd love to see a situation like that. And part of the problem to me is that I think you have the season still condensed into too short a period of time. I feel like if you added, 2 weeks on the front end and 1 week on the back end and factored in 21 extra days into the NBA season, you could make this schedule much more palatable for these guys. And that's an answer here, and something that I know the league has looked at a little bit. I think they have to look at a little bit deeper. I think rest is one of those things that you're going to continue to get, because science has proven in certain spots that it helps. Even though from an old school standpoint, I'm not all that fond of it. But the problem also with making a rosters bigger, Damon, is I think you're still going to get a situation where coaches are still going to play their best players. And that's the thing. Everybody's at, it's so competitive. Think about how hard it is to be an NBA coach, how easily guys lose jobs. Kevin McHale, look, in the Western Conference Finals last year, lost the job 11 games into this season. Jobs go. So coaches are not necessarily going to, unless you're a Popovich, unless you're a Doc Rivers, a Spoelstra, you have a championship ring, a Carlisle, can you afford to do something like that where you're going to stretch guys and have guys rest all that much? It's a hard thing for run-of-the-mill teams to do. I don't know the two extra roster spots are all that relevant, but I do agree with you. There's some stuff in there that you're talking about that would really help a ton.
I'd like to see the court grow by a foot, and if they went trapezoid, that means more space. I wouldn't mind that either.
Now, that's not a bad idea, the court grow. I mean, it would certainly change the game and make it different. Listen, I will tell you this. I'm starting to feel like the three-point line needs to be moved back a little bit. I wouldn't mind another foot on the three-point line.
Steph's cool with it.
A little bit of a tougher shot. You know,
Steph's,
think about that short corner three, a 22-foot three. You know what I mean? They may want to leave. I don't know. You want to even leave that? Maybe you just want to push it. I don't know. You are onto something. If you make the court bigger, you certainly can push the 3-point line back.
Great to talk to you. Always enjoy your stuff. Thank you so much, Brian. And if we don't catch up with you in another week or two, happiest of holidays.
Happy holidays to you and yours, Damon, and to your audience. I always love coming on with you. We'll talk again soon, buddy.
Great to talk to you. Brian Geltzeiler, at Hoops Critic. Follow him on Twitter. You can check him out on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Really good stuff from him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.